I was so angry because of the things I'd read in the crazy letter I had in my hand that when Mom called me to hurry up and come into the house because one of the gang wanted to talk to me on the phone, I couldn't even be glad, the way I usually am. Nearly always when Mom yells for me to come to the phone, I'm so pleased I just drop whatever I'm doing and run like a Sugar Creek cottontail straight to the house, my heart pounding and my mind imagining all kinds of important things I'll probably hear. But honestly, that letter was terrible. I took another glance at it and shoved it into my pocket. Not that I'd have any trouble remembering it. I wouldn't. I'd probably never forget it as long as I lived. That is, if I lived very long. For that letter, written in the craziest handwriting I ever saw, said that I was a roughneck and that I was to beware. That means to look out for something or somebody. It also sounded as if whoever wrote it was terribly mad at me for something I'd done or was supposed to have done. It was a crazy time of the day to get a letter, too, just before dark. And it hadn't been brought by our mail carrier, either. He came every morning, either in his car or sometimes in the winter, in a sleigh, with bells jingling on his horse's harness. But the letter I held in my pocket had been shoved into our mailbox just a little while ago by some strange-looking man who had sneaked up out of the woods and put it into the box out beside the road and then had hurried away into the woods again. "Who is it?" I called to Mom when I reached our kitchen door, ready to dash through to the living room, where I'd make a dive across our nice new rug straight for the phone by the window.
"Wait a minute, Bill Collins."
Mom stopped me with her voice as if I'd been shot. I reached for the broom without even being told to and started sweeping the snow off my boots. I'd walked in the deep snow in our yard because I'd been reading the crazy letter and hadn't paid any attention to where I was walking. "Is it poetry?" I asked her, taking a last two or three swipes with the brown strawed broom. I hoped it was poetry, the barrel-shaped member of the Sugar Creek gang, who knew 101 poems by heart and was always quoting one of them at the wrong time. Whenever I was mad or glad or had a secret, poetry was the first one of our gang of seven boys I wanted to talk to. Just as I was about to say hello into the telephone, Mom said,
"Not more than 1 minute, Bill. I'm expecting a long-distance call from Wally's father."
I'd forgotten all about my cousin Wally, who lived in the city and had a new baby sister. Mom was going there that night to stay for a few days or a week, and Dad and I were going to batch it, which means we'd have to do our own cooking and even wash our own dishes while she was away. We hardly ever had a long-distance phone call at our house, so whenever we did, it seemed very important. Just the same, I didn't like to hear her say for me not to talk too long. Mom and Dad were always saying that whenever one of the gang called me up or I called one of them, which means that maybe we did sometimes talk too long. Anyway, I grabbed up the phone and said, "Hello?" And sure enough, it was Poetry, my very best pal, and his duck-like voice on the other end of the line made me feel good all over.
"Hi there, Bill," the duck-like voice said. "This is Poetry. I've just made up a poem about our new teacher. Want to hear it?"
I did, and I didn't. As you maybe know, we got a new teacher in our one-room school right after Christmas vacation. His name was Mr. Black, and he was maybe 40 years old and had some of his hair gone from the middle of the top of his head. We had all been pretty disappointed when we lost our pretty woman teacher, and none of us felt very glad about a change. In fact, some of us hadn't behaved ourselves very well that first day, and I especially had had trouble. On top of that, Dad and I had had an interesting experience in our woodshed when I got home from school, so I had already made up my mind to be respectful to Mr. Black.